December 3rd, 1904. The mistakes contained in these writings. Two questions to know whether it is God or the devil that operates in Louisa. Continuing in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, cast to the ground, before the sun, whose rays penetrated through the whole of me, inside and out, leaving me as though enchanted. After much time, tired of that position, I began to crawl on the ground, for I did not have the strength to get up and walk. Then, after I struggled very much, a virgin came, who took me by the hand, and led me inside a room, on a bed, in which there was baby Jesus, placidly sleeping. Content for having found him, I placed myself near him, but without waking him up. After some time, as he woke up, he began to stroll on the bed, and I, fearing that he might disappear, said, "Pretty little one of my heart, you know that you are my life. Oh, please, do not leave me." And he, "Let us establish how many times I must come." And I, "My only good, what are you saying? Life is always necessary, therefore always, always." In the meantime, two priests came, and the baby withdrew into the arms of one of them, commanding me to speak with the other. This one wanted an account of my writings, and was reviewing them one by one. Fearing, I said to him, "Who knows how many mistakes are in there?" And he, with affable seriousness, said, "What mistakes? Against the Christian law?" And I, "No, grammar mistakes." And he, "This doesn't matter." And I, gaining confidence, added, "I fear that it may be all an illusion." And he, looking straight at me, replied, "Do you think I need to review your writings to know whether you are a deluded one or not? With two questions I will ask you, I will know whether it is God or the devil that operates in you. First, do you think that you have deserved all the graces that God has given you, or that they have been gift and grace of God?" And I, "Everything by the grace of God." Second, do you think that in all the graces that the Lord has given you, your goodwill has anticipated grace, or that grace has anticipated you? And I, "Certainly, grace has always anticipated me." And he, "These answers make me know that you are not a deluded one." At that moment, I found myself inside myself.